Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Bob Herring, Fred Rose, and Wendell Hall, have some songs about moonbeams, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, August 21st, marked the birth in 1896 in Montclair, New Jersey, of bandleader and composer Bob Herring. He studied at the University of Washington and the Seattle Conservatory of Music, and in the mid-20s was musical director for Cameo Records, and in the late 20s for Brunswick, where he made hundreds of records. He had a fairly hot style in the 20s, which evolved into a smoother hotel style in the 30s. He conducted on 30s radio, including a brief period in late 1936 on the Lucky Strike hit parade, after which he became musical editor at a publishing house. His compositions include Dawn of Tomorrow, Concerto for Two, Fanny Tinkle, and My Midnight Star. Here's Bob Herring.
My coffee, you're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar, you're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men's hell love tells, and each phrase dovetails. You heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Thank you.
The Radio Franks, Frank Bessinger and Frank Wright, with the vocal refrain there on Hushabye, played by the Colonial Club Orchestra, a Bob Herring unit, on June 11, 1926. Hushabye was written by Frank Galvin and Robert Spencer, and was preceded by Dale's Dance Orchestra and Footloose from August 24, 1925. Footloose was composed by Carl Rupp, and there are lyrics to the tune which were written by Hal Cochran. Carl Rupp also wrote The Flapper Wife and Arizona Stars. Everyone's heard of the Charleston, but there were lots of other dances in the 20s, including the one that song was written for, the original Footloose Strut, which was billed as the dance sensation of the year. The Footloose was invented by Ned Wayburn, who proclaimed that this dance is so simple and fits the rhythm of the music so perfectly that you scarcely need any instruction at all. We began our tribute to Bob Herring with yet another Herring pseudonym, King Solomon and His Miners, and Da Silva Brown and Henderson's You're the Cream in My Coffee, recorded October 27th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 24th, marked the birth in 1897 in Evansville, Indiana, of composer, lyricist, vocalist, and pianist Fred Rose. He grew up in St. Louis, but by age 15 was playing piano and singing in Chicago clubs. Early in his career, he composed popular songs such as Deep Henderson and Flamin' Mamie, and his first success was with Red Hot Mama, written for Sophie Tucker. He recorded for Brunswick in the late 20s, was with Paul Whiteman's orchestra briefly, and teamed with Elmo Tanner on Chicago radio. He moved to Nashville, where he had a 15-minute radio program called Freddie Rose's Song Shop, but it didn't last long, and he moved on to New York. There, in the 30s, he met Gene Autry, with whom he collaborated on a number of hits, including Be Honest With Me and Tears on My Pillow. In 1942, he and Grand Ole Opry star Roy Acuff started Acuff Rose, the first music publishing company in Nashville. He died in Nashville on December 1, 1954. Here are three from the pen of Fred Rose. Thank you. Fred Rose, born August 24, 1897. We began with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and a hot arrangement by Elmer Scoble of Charlestonette from August 31, 1925. The label of that Vocalion 78 credits Charlestonette to Fred Rose and Paul Whiteman, but 2 weeks later, Paul Whiteman recorded Charlestonette for Victor, and the label of that record credits only Fred Rose and not Whiteman. Next, from the original Indiana Five, we heard their recording on the OK label of Pensacola from April 7, 1926. The band had recorded Pensacola about a week earlier for Cameo. And we finished up with Jacksonville Gal by the Tennessee Tudors, a Vocalion studio band including Benny Kruger, Harry Reeser, and Red Nichols. That recording was made February 16, 1925.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, August 23rd, marked the birth in 1896 in St. George, Kansas, of the red-headed music maker Wendell Hall. He attended the University of Chicago Prep School and served in World War I. In the early 20s, he worked in vaudeville singing and playing ukulele. His 1923 novelty composition, It Ain't Gonna Rain No Mo', brought him fame, and he traveled the country, playing and working on radio stations. Rain sold 2 million copies, but it was not his only successful recording. He recorded a cover version of Big Rock Candy Mountain and an answer song to Harry McClintock's Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, entitled Who Said I Was a Bum? Other of his own compositions include Whispering Trees, Will You Forget Me While I'm Away, and Land of My Sunset Dreams. In 1924, he published a songbook called Uke Songs, and the following year an instruction manual called Ukulele Methods, one of the first such books to be commercially available. In 1926, Wendell Hall lent his name to the Ludwig Company for their cheapest banjo uke model. The Wendell Hall banjo uke became a popular instrument and sold well. The basic model was $25, the classic nickel-plated model was $37.50, and the top-of-the-line gold-plated model was $50, a mighty hefty sum in 1927. In 1929, Hall directed the Majestic Theater of the Air, and other network radio shows he appeared on included Fitch Bandwagon from 1932 to 35, and Gillette's Community Sing with Milton Berle in 1936 and 37. He was known as the Pineapple Picador on shows on WTMJ in 1931, which were sponsored by Libby's Pineapple. Later in his career, he became an advertising executive. Wendell Hall died in Alabama on April 2, 1969. Here's Wendell Hall.
All aboard, train for Baltimore, Washington, Atlanta, and Birmingham. What? I'm on my way heading home. I'm gone today heading home, bound for Birmingham. Down in Alabama, kind of late, shut the gate for the freight. I left the day, couldn't wait to be in Alabama. Oh, here I go, going mighty slow. Even so, mighty proud to go heading home. Had to be heading home. I'm glad it's me heading home, bound for Birmingham. Hey, done here. hurry back, make a hum. Go in some Southland, here I come. Let's see my Alabama, get me to my mammy, heading home. I'm on my way, heading home. Gone today, heading home, bound for Birmingham. I'm an Alabama kind of mate. We got the game caught a break. I left the date, couldn't wait to be in Alabama. You're a blow, doing mighty slow. I'm proud to go heading home. Had to be heading home. I'm glad to be heading home, bound for Birmingham.
Oh, the night was dark and dreary, and the air was full of sleet. Well, the old man stood out in the storm, and his shoes were full of feet. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. But how in the world can the old folks tell? It ain't gonna rain no more. Well, a butterfly flits on wings of gold, the June bug wings of flame. The bedbug has no wings at all, but he gets there just the same. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no, no more, no, no, no more, no, 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 no more. How in the world can the old folks tell? It ain't gonna rain no more. Oh, mosquito, he fly high. Oh, mosquito, he fly low. If old Mr. Skeeter light on me, he ain't gonna fly no more. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. How in the world can the old folks tell? Ain't gonna rain no more. Well, a bullfrog sitting on a lily pad, looking up at the sky. Oh, the lily pad broke and the frog fell in, got water all in his eyes. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. How in the world can the old folks tell? Ain't gonna rain no more. Well, here's a verse about a man and a trombone. Well, the words to it are for you. He blew, he blew, he blew, he blew. He blew, he blew, he blew. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. No, no. Oh, 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 oh. How in the world can your folk tell? Ain't gonna rain no more. Well, a man lay down by a sewer. And by the sewer he died, he died. And at the coroner's request, they called it suicide. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. Oh, Lord, ain't gonna rain no more. How in the world can the old folks tell? Ain't gonna rain no more. A little black and white animal out in the woods, I says, ain't that little cat pretty? I went right over to pick it up, but it wasn't that kind of a kitty. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. Ain't gonna rain no more. But how in the world can your folks tell? Ain't gonna rain no more, no more, no more, no more.
Fields of gold and flowers, where we spent sunny hours, I'm strolling along, thinking of you. I told a four-leaf clover, my lonesome days are over, I talk about you all the day through. I'm telling the birds, telling the bees, telling the flowers, telling the trees how I love you. I'm telling the moon,
tell 'em the sun, tell 'em the stars, tell 'em each one how I love you. I feel so happy and I show it. I want the whole wide world to know it. The shady old nook, shadows that fall, lazy old brook, I'm telling them all how I love you. Telling a footy daffodil, telling the house upon the hill, telling a little roguish rill, telling a whippoorwill how I love you. Oh, how I love you. Telling the gorgeous break of dawn, telling the fields of waving corn, telling the trail I'm treading on, telling the early morn how I love you. I told a little turtle dove that if he'd like to learn of love to come to me, and I'd agree to teach him how to bill and coo and show him how to cuddle to the nth degree of ecstasy. Telling the bluebirds in the trees, telling their pretty melodies, telling the sunny southern breeze, telling the honeybees how I love you. I'm telling the birds, telling the bees, and I'm telling the flowers, telling the trees how I simply adore my honey love, sweet little smile and sunny you. For I'm in love with you, talking to the moon, sighing to the sun, speaking to the stars, telling them everyone how I never can live without your love, happy in dreams about you too. I love you true. Soon I will broadcast to the nation, oh, what a lucky day. I'll tell them you are love's creation, and then I'll shout hooray and start singing to the skies, yelling to the crowd, crying little cries and shouting out loud how I'll go.
Wendell Hall and Carson Robison and Lou Brown and Cliff Friends, I'm Tellin' the Birds, I'm Tellin' the Bees, from November of 1926. They both sang, Wendell Hall played ukulele, and Carson Robison puckered his lips and blew. Before that was the recording which launched Wendell Hall's career, It Ain't Gonna Rain No Mo', recorded October 12, 1923. We began our tribute to Wendell Hall with another of his own compositions, Headin' Home, bound for Birmingham, from the 1928 show Wendell Hall's Red Pepper Rhythm. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. For those of you who are not able to be Nighthawks and stay up to listen live, the air check of my recent guest spot on Don't Touch That Dial is available for streaming on the website, rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. At least a few of you noticed that I kind of glossed over one of the records in the set on Selling Things. That's because the wrong track on the CD got played. What was actually played was My Cutie's Due at 2-2-2 Today by the Little Ramblers from Columbia 719D, recorded August 17, 1926. What was supposed to be played is this.
Again through my sweetie's window pane. Oh, leave a kiss up on me. Dance across the pillowcase till you see the sweetest face. Oh, leave a kiss up on me. You may see a pearly smile a-gleaming. If it's of a love nest that she's dreaming, tell her that her sweet is true. Then before you say adieu, moonbeam, kiss her for me.
Thank you. I treat it with a pain. Mom, dear, it's up for me. Dance across the pillowcase till you see the sweetest face. Mom, dear, it's up for me. You may see a pearly smile or gleamy if it's of a love that, that she's dreaming. Tell her that a sweet is true, then before you say adieu, moonbeam, kiss her for me.
Well, since I inadvertently left it out of the Don't Touch That Dial show, there you have not one, but two versions of Moonbeam, Kiss Her For Me, written by Mort Dixon and Ali Rubel. We began with the version that you were supposed to hear on Don't Touch That Dial, the silver-masked tenor, whose real name was Joseph M. White, with the B.F. Goodrich Silvertown Chord Orchestra recording for Victor on January 6, 1927. And we ended with Lou Gold and his orchestra on the Harmony label just 5 days later. Harmony records were manufactured by the Columbia Phonograph Company and sold as a budget-priced record in department stores and dime stores. They were advertised as a quality record at a popular price and originally sold for 50 cents, or 55 cents, west of the Rockies. The label made its debut in September of 1925, around the time everyone else was switching to electrical recording, but Harmony continued to record acoustically until well into 1929. Many of Columbia's big-name stars were released on Harmony under pseudonyms, such as the California Ramblers as the University Six and the Golden Gate Orchestra, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra as the Dixie Stompers, Fred Rich and his orchestra as the Astorites, and Annette Hanshaw as Dot Dare and Patsy Young. In between those two moonbeams, we went out where the moonbeams are born. Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra backed Scrappy Lambert on that June 10, 1929 Brunswick record.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the University Six.
Thank you. Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the University Six and Hard-Hearted Hannah from August 26, 1924. Hard-Hearted Hannah was written by Charles L. Bates, Bob Bigelow, Jack Yelton, and Milt Nager. Charles Bates organized and accompanied the Rhythm Girls for Paul Whiteman's orchestra, one of whom, Gertrude MacDonald, he married. He also wrote Sob Sister Sadie, I Had a Swell Mama But She's Turned Sour Now, and the love ballad Let Me Be the One. There really was a Hannah, a member of Charles Bates' family, and apparently she really was hard-hearted. According to the song, Hannah was from Savannah, but Charles Bates was born in Villisca, Iowa. Next, we heard Joe Herlihy and his orchestra and the first of three takes from an August 24, 1927 session for Edison of Gold Digger Stomp. None of the three takes was issued, and in response to the publisher's inquiry as to why, the Edison Company wrote back saying, "We didn't issue this number because we didn't like it." Well, I certainly liked it, and I hope you did too. We finished up with Ted Lewis and his band, which you might not have guessed given that atypical swingin' arrangement of Jazznocracy, written by Will Hudson and recorded exactly 72 years ago today. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.